this is, I would say, you know, we hear this thing that this is the election of a lifetime. It really is. And this is not about Trump, you guys. It is not about Donald J. Trump. It is about the people. And it's about honesty and integrity and freedom to be without oversight and manipulation and deceit. And we're falling victim to this notion that if we align with something, we're then therefore bad. So they've characterized, we'll say mischaracterized, Donald J. Trump based on his past or whatever. Everybody has a past. I don't care about his past. I care about who he is today. And I know that people transform. And I know that people find God. And I know that people find their faith. And so, and finding your faith changes a person, right? So I know that I'm not the same person I was in my 20s. Thank you, God. So why is it that they condemn a man for how he was in the past rather than revere him for who he is today? Today is what matters, right here, right now. And so when we look at the amazing people that I have here, I want you to know that we're aligned. But we're not aligned around simply Donald J. Trump. We're aligned around the future of this nation. And I want to tell you something. We're in a fight for our freedom and our nation, and we are losing. I know that's harsh to hear, but we cannot live in la-la land like it's going to turn out like it did 4 years ago. I do not believe we're winning, and I'm very concerned about that. Because what's at stake isn't Donald Trump. What's at stake is our nation, our rights, our freedoms, our voice. And it's not any longer we the people. It's them the people. So I want to make sure that we get real here. And I want to quote a man that was a mentor for me many years ago. And I was working as a young lady in a corporation, and he stood in front of 500 people. He was chairman of the board, Jim McEachern of the Tom James Company. And he stood up and he said, if it's going to be, it's up to me. If it's going to be, it's up to me. It's not up to you or you. It's up to me. So what does that mean? That means that I'm responsible. I'm going to make this happen because I say so. And if each of us took that position, that if it's going to be, it's up to me. And we did whatever we could to get seniors in and to get people voting and to get their ballots cast. We must get out the vote and we must help people do that. So this is my last few weeks with you before the election. So take this time, take it on like I'm the one, and let's make this happen because it's not about a man. It's about a nation. So I want to bring on somebody who is running for Congress, and that is Neil Parrott. And Neil, you are running for the Maryland 6th Congressional District. And as you know, I supported Amy Hober when she ran for that district last time. And it's a very important district because you stretch from Upper Montgomery County to the westernmost part of Maryland. And there's lots and lots of different people and interests and commitments within that range, right? So first of all, thank you for running. And one of the things I want to say about this We the People thing and that it's about a nation is we must win back the House. And we must, you know, maintain the Senate. And we must stay in the White House. If we don't do that, there will be hell to pay for everybody. So